This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio, following a developing story in Chapel Hill today. The UNC Board of Governors was meeting this morning in Chapel Hill when several dozen demonstrators interrupted the meeting to protest the hiring of Margaret Spellings as the new president of the UNC system. Today's meeting, the last for outgoing President Tom Ross. He was forced out of that position earlier this year. WUNC education reporter Jess Clark is covering the meeting and joins me now. Hello, Jess.
Hi, Frank.
Tell us what was happening this morning.
Well, as the meeting began, about 100 protesters showed up at the Board of Governors meeting, gathering outside the building. There were faculty members, students at UNC, and community members as well. Some members of the local NAACP were there. And they were protesting the hiring of Margaret Spellings.
They were outside the building at first, then they went inside when the meeting began. They were inside the building.
Right, right. So as the meeting began, they moved inside the building and were making a ruckus in the hallway. And then as the meeting began, several members of several protesters were allowed into the meeting and they had chairs reserved for them. And then as the meeting began, the vice chair began roll call. And as roll call began, one protester, Altha Cravey, she's a professor of geography at UNC Chapel Hill. She stood up and started making a speech in protest of the hiring of Margaret Spellings.
All right, well, we have some of that now. Let's listen.
I choose to stand with Faculty Forward and with North Carolinians. Margaret Spellings' record shows she cannot lead the UNC system. She is the embodiment of corporatization of higher education. Margaret Spellings consistently supports private over public interest. She could have fought to expand funding for higher education.
That was UNC geography professor Altha Cravey protesting today's UNC Board of Governors meeting. The man asking her not to disrupt the meeting was board member and vice chair Lewis Bissett Jr. So what happened?
So you can hear there she's kind of trailing off, and that's because she's being escorted out of the boardroom by police. And just as she kind of leaves the room and the door closes, another faculty member stood up. This was Zach Robinson. He's another professor at UNC. And he began his speech in protest of the hiring of Margaret Spellings. And this continued. So after he was escorted out, then a third person stood up, and then a fourth, and a fifth, and a sixth, and a seventh. There were a total of seven protesters.
Escorted out of the meeting, were there any arrests?
There were no arrests. The protesters were held for about 15 or 20 minutes in a room inside the building while police were kind of figuring out what to do. And eventually they were cited with trespassing.
Right.
And they were barred from entering the building. They had to wait in the parking lot for the remainder of the meeting.
And what about the meeting itself? Did it continue?
The meeting continued. The meeting continued as usual. You could kind of hear the protesters continuing to protest in the hallway. That sound carried through into the board meeting. There was some mention made in the boardroom about that being disruptive, but they decided to continue.
All right, what's next in the process now? When does Margaret Spellings officially take her position as president?
Margaret Spellings is coming to UNC on March 1st, so that's when she will officially begin her term as president.
All right, Jess, thank you so much.
Thank you.
WUNC education reporter Jess Clark from Chapel Hill.